plate and a knife. Do you like some toast?
Yeah. Wash them down.
Wash them down. You've not finished your breakfast yet.
Cheese? No cheese.
You can have cheese if you like cheese.
No!
Would you like some cheese?
No.
No?
No. Wash it up. Wash it up. Wash it up.
You've not had your breakfast yet properly, Thomas. I don't feel like eating today.
Wash it up.
Just have a little bit of toast. Mummy's having some toast. Do you think it would taste nicer if you had one of Mummy's plates? Oh, what do you think to that? It's a big plate, isn't it?
Murder!
No, 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 no. You don't want it?
No.
You don't want any toast at all?
No, no, no.
You've only had a few cornflakes, haven't you?
No, no.
What's that you point into your mouth? Does your mouth hurt?
No. What's your death?
Not yet, Tom, and not still you've eaten something. I know you've had a few cornflakes, but that's not going to last you the day, is it?
Yeah.
How about some cheese?
Cheese.
Some cheese?
Yeah, cheese.
There you are. You have some cheese.
A big cheese.
Big cheese, that's a big
cheese. Pear cheese.
Pear cheese, yes, it's a wedge of cheese. Looks a bit like a pear, doesn't it?
Pear cheese.
Pear cheese.
Pear cheese.
Do you have some cheese and then I'll cut an apple up for you?
Pear cheese.
I'd like to have some cheese as well.
Pear cheese.
Pear cheese.
Yes. Pear cheese.
Doesn't that taste good? Does it taste good?
No! No!
No?
Pear.
Well, my toast tastes nice.
And yes.
Oh, are you giving Mummy a kiss?
Luna. Luna.
Can you hear an aeroplane?
Oh dear! Hey, cheese. Hi, cheese.
Pear cheese.
Pear cheese? No. It's pear cheese.
Were you watching the trucks on the video earlier on?
Yes.
When we went to Isabel's house yesterday, I think you remember that that was where you'd first seen the truck video of the Thomas. It was the Thomas the Tank Engine video that you first saw at Isabel's house, wasn't it?
Changes.
And when you arrived yesterday, you walked into the lounge and pointed to the television and said choo-choos, didn't you?
Choo-choo.
I think you remembered.
Perfect.
Would you like another piece of cheese?
Oh. Paris. Cheese. Pie cheese. Pie cheese. Ready? Yum yum.
Yum yum. It's a piece of cheese.
Pie cheese.
A wedge of cheese. It does look like a pear though, yes.
No pear.
It's not a pear. I'm just going to put another piece of toast on the toaster.
Oh.
Hot, it wouldn't stay down, would it?
Oh no, no.
And Mummy's going to pour herself another cup of tea.
It's a little while.
Oh gosh, I've just dropped the milk. Good thought the lid didn't come off, isn't it?
No, no, no.
It's a good job that wasn't a glass bottle of milk. Otherwise it would have smashed.
Smash!
Excuse me, smash. It would have smashed on the floor, wouldn't it?
Let you pass. Mum?
Yes?
Choo-choos.
Choo-choos.
Cheese.
Cheese. Oh, I see. You've got your cheese dancing across your high chair table, have you?
No, 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 no. Choo-choos. And a cheese.
Cheese.
And a cheese. And then?
Yes.
A choo-choo's cheese.
You're pretending the cheese is a train, aren't you?
No, 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 no. And then my choo-choo's, so no, 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 no. I saw a dog, Jesus. I saw choo-choos. Pop!
Pop, is that the toast ready? Mummy's toast ready, Thomas.
Hello. You're
talking with your mouth full, we can't tell what you're saying. What would you like now? Would you like to finish that toast? And some juice. Hey, well, that's Ribena this morning.
Me.
What about that toast?
Choo-choo's.
Choo-choo's, you'd like a train? Well, let Mummy see what she can do.
Stop.
Is that what you want to watch, the train video?
Yes.
Well, you can watch the pictures, but we can't have the sound on, Thomas. There you are. Can you see them from there? We can't have the sound on the television, so you'll have to tell Mummy what's happening. Won't you? cut you up an apple. It's a nice red apple. Look at that this morning.
Peach.
It's an apple, not a peach. No, it's not a peach. It's an apple.
No peach.
No peach. No, it's an apple.
Oh.
Oh, yes, it's a red apple, isn't it?
Blue. Yellow.
No, not blue. It's red.
Oh. Yellow. No.
No, it's not yellow either.
Oh.
And you want to take the red skin off. It is yellowy underneath, isn't it? It's more cream than yellow. That colour's cream, Thomas.
Cream yellow.
Cream yellow.
The fove.
Well, it's not red anymore, is it? We've taken the peel off.
Cheap.
That's right. Do you remember we cut it in half and then half again to get four?
Oh, yes. It is.
Those are the pips, Thomas.
Pips.
Pips. It's the core of the apple. That's the bit where the pips are. But we don't eat the pips, do we?
The babies.
You looking forward to the apple?
Nice.
Nice. You like apple, don't you?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Babies.
Babies.
Choo-choos.
You had two whole apples yesterday, didn't you?
Bananas! Bananas!
Yes, you had some bananas as well. You had banana at tea time.
Yum, choo-choos!
There you are. What do you say?
Choo!
Thank you.
My babies!
More babies? What do you mean, more babies? I don't know what you mean, more babies. Right, Mummy's going to have a second piece of toast now.
And then?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness!
Are you watching the video?
Beep, beep! Whoosh!
Do you remember going on the bus yesterday to Stockport in the afternoon?
A big bus!
A big bus, yes. We went to the shops, didn't we?
Big bus! A big bus.
What's a big bus?
For what? No. And then no juniors.
What's happening?
No juniors.
No choo-choos. What's happening? Oh, I see. The train started off on its journey, the engine, without the carriages on the back.
No.
And when it's arrived at the first station, the passengers can't get on because he's forgotten his coaches. So he's having to go back to the station, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, they have to tell him to stop and go back.
Albert!
I bet he did say help, Albert, when he realised what had happened.
Mm.
Blue, yes, Thomas is the blue engine, isn't he?
Jack!
Green, that's Percy. Is that what the train says? We sat at the front and we could see the steps, couldn't we? People coming up and down the steps.
No steps. Meet a bus.
And what colour was the bus, Thomas?
A big bus.
It was a big bus. Was it a red bus?
reverse idea. She learns two men. Two men? Miss.
Did you say goodbye to the driver when we got off? We went to Stockport on the bus, but we didn't come home on the bus, did we? Daddy picked us up in the car.
Almost midnight! The moon! No! Judges!
Oh yes, it's night time on the video, isn't it? You can see the moon in the sky. Have the engines gone to sleep in the engine shed?
Hello?
Night-night, engines.
Night-night.
Sleep tight. Night-night, engines. Sleep tight.
Night-night.
Mummy hasn't cleaned the fridge this week, has she?
No.
You usually like helping with that job, don't you?
No.
No? Why are you saying no?
No.
Blue, it's the blue engine, isn't it?
We don't do this.
Whoops, we can't close the fridge now.
No.
Tidied it up so much that we couldn't close the
door. No, Jesus. Again.
Oh, yes. No, they're empty yogurt pots, Thomas, and they're going in the dustbin because...
No.
They're empty, aren't they? They look a bit tattered. They're not very nice.
Nice!
If they had nice smooth edges, you could play with them, but they'd be crushed and they're damaged now. And sharp corners.
No.
What's happening now?
Dip. No.
Please let Mummy have one of these slices of toast.
No.
Pieces of toast. We'll have a bite. Oh, thank you. You're offering me a slice of apple, weren't you? That apple's nice. Oh dear, that engine doesn't look very happy. Is that Percy? That's Thomas, the tank engine. It looks like he's broken down.
No.
He's broken down, hasn't he?
No.
He's stopped, that's right.
Nope.
Mummy's going to work this morning, Thomas.
No, good bye.
Yes, Grandma and Grandad are coming to look after you. Is that all you think of when I tell you that they're coming to stay in Nana Choc Choco bag?
Oh, no, Jesus.
Yes, that's the end of the first tape. There are about four or five more to come now, aren't there? They're only very short stories on this video.
Does the apple taste good, Thomas?
I think it does, yeah.
There's quite a lot of mess in the kitchen this morning to tidy up, isn't there?
Nice, auntie. Poof! Choo-choo's. Nino!
Pop, yes, well, we've had all the toast now. There's still some toast left on your plate. But you won't be hearing the toaster pop anymore this morning because we've cooked all the bread we're going to. We've toasted all the bread.
And that dough. And that dough.
That must be James, the red engine, if you're shouting help, help, because that's what he says.
Boo!
She's saying steps.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, what's happened to James?
Oh dear. Annie?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, James has fallen over on his side, hasn't he?
Oh dear. Oh dear.
He really did fall over then, didn't he?
See you again. That idea. That bad idea. I can't see if you can pull them up.
You're just telling me the colours of the trains that you're watching, aren't you, I think?
Good.
Big juice, can you see that bottle of lemonade on the worktop?
And big juice. Lala. No.
Right, you don't want last piece of toast, your juice, or what's the matter with that little piece of apple, Thomas? It's not worth leaving that.
A big juice and that.
Well, you know, you can't have big juice instead. No. Is that what you think will happen if you hand all this back?
A big juice
and
that.
No.
A big juice and that.
You can't have lemonade at breakfast, Thomas.
Big juice!
Don't shout.
Big juice!
Big juice?
Daddy's a big juice.
It's Daddy's juice.
Daddy's juice.
It's Daddy's.
A big juice.
Actually, that's not fizzy lemonade, Thomas. That's Mummy's lemonade. Mummy makes this with lemons and boiling water. There you are. Pops a tiny drop in that beaker for you.
It's not... Help,
James. Can you see all the steam washing everywhere? Thomas, that's not fizzy lemonade. It's quite sharp. It's got sugar in it, but it's still quite sharp. Be careful.
Dada juice.
Dada juice. Is it nice, juice?
Yellow chocks.
Yellow chocks. No, that on the beaker that you're drinking from, there are pictures of Dalmatian dogs, 101 Dalmatians. Oh, there's the telephone. 1 second. The ring sounds good, isn't it?
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm fine. I'm just doing the recording before going to work. Okay. Are you waiting for your email? It's quite all right. Listen, the email will be with you in 2 seconds because while we're recording, I'm doing that. I'm just on the point of sending it. Yes, are you happy with that still? Yes, that's lovely. Okay then, bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Dimitra phoning.
No, this is this.
Yes, you're drinking from a beaker that says 101 Dalmatians. It's got pictures of Dalmatian dogs. And in between the outside and the inside of the beaker, it's filled with water. And there are blue and yellow flowers floating around. And that's why you're seeing blue chock-chock. That was Dimitra on the phone, just ringing to check that she was coming to see us on Friday morning.
Moose. Yellow,
yes, yellow and blue.
I am blue.
Juice, it's nice, isn't it?
Blue juice.
You're saying blue juice because the first time you had lemonade it was in a blue bottle, but it's not, it's in a yellow and green bottle.
Lemon.
Can you hear that banging noise, Thomas?
Gaps.
What do you think that is?
Back of the bus.
What's the mess?
Dips are bad. Yes, Goody Bashabat.
What are you talking about? Steps and juice? Are you going back to the time when Daddy dropped the bottle of milk on the floor?
And then I just beat the moose. And then the moose. The moose. The moose. The moose.
Do you believe they're moving, aren't they?
Hello. Do willows. Really? Nuttles.
Is Mummy doing some typing? You sound as if you're enjoying that, Thomas. Are you? Does it taste good?
You should have murders. And then move. And then move. Yeah.
What's the matter?
Move.
What's the blue engine done?
More juice.
More juice. What do you say?
That
sounds better, isn't it?
More juice. Yeah, more well. Is the beaker rolling around on the high chair? What's the matter, sweetheart?
Come on, let's change your nappy. Now you're going to hide under the table. Fine, that's all right. And while you're going to hide under the table, I'm going to put the computer away. I don't think I need your help for this, do I?
No.
That probably means you're going to come and help me.
For dinner.
Oh dear, with all these wires, haven't we? Can you see all these wires?
Wires.
And at the end of the wires, there's a plug.
A plug.
Mm. Now, don't run the dustbin around. I know it's falling on the floor, but we'll have to just leave it where it is. This is the computer.
Computer. Forget a computer.
Daddy's computer. Yes, Daddy has a computer. But Daddy has the luxury of having his set up on a stand all the time, doesn't he?
No.
Whereas Mummy, because I've got to keep it away from prying fingers, Mummy keeps hers in a case.
Case.
A black case. Look at this black case.
A bag.
Mummy keeps her bag hidden away from you. It's a bag. Usually Mummy gets this out when you've gone to bed. Yes, when you're snoring in your bed. Is this a computer, Thomas?
Post-scooter.
It sounds like you're saying post-scooter, but I'm sure you're saying computer. Who's got a computer like this?
Babies.
Babies? It is a baby computer compared to Daddy's, isn't it? It's small. Daddy's is a big computer.
A big computer.
And you play with this Teletubby CD-ROM on your Daddy's computer, don't you? Can you see Dipsy and Poe and Lala and Tinky Winky when you're playing with Daddy's computer? You don't get that with Mummy's computer, do you?
Yes.
Now with our computer, we send things to Dimitri, don't we? Come along, young horror, let's get this nuffy changed. You going to just run away from Mummy? Oh well. Mummy's just going to sit here then until you're ready. We'll have to go all the way back upstairs so Thomas can have his nappy changed. Will we have to go back upstairs?
No,
you can usually manage to walk without that to us now. Yes?
No.
It's the baby walker.
Brush?
Yes, the brush. That's Mummy's brush. When you were learning to walk, you used that. And since you've been able to walk, you push it around like a supermarket trolley, don't you? Taking the phone for a ride.
Paw drops. Remember paw drops?
Away and you brought out the green truck with the building bricks, thank you. And it's got some balls in it. And Poe is having a ride. Steady now, steady.
And then I just a truck.
So Poe. Must be very heavy to carry round, isn't it, Thomas?
Then the truck's a big truck.
It's a big truck, isn't it? What colour is the truck?
Yellow.
Yes, yellow wheels and a yellow handle. And what about the body of the truck? Is it green like Dipsy?
A big truck.
It is a big truck. It was very, very heavy. I think you'd be better pushing it than pulling it and lifting it, wouldn't you?
A big truck.
Big truck. And is Poe enjoying her ride?
It's a big truck. And then...
Big trucks.
Big trucks. Oh, big trucks. And then, small trucks.
Shall we start taking Thomas's shoes off? Got to have the nappy change. We've only just got your shoes nicely fastened up, haven't we? It's after breakfast. We went upstairs, didn't we, to
chips.
Get you changed.
And then a big truck.
Yes, big trucks. Just be careful. Be careful. You're getting Poe out. I'm going to give Poe a big cuddle. What do you think you and Poe are going to do today with Grandma and Grandad?
Oh, Dada.
Are you going to say hello, Grandma, hello, Grandad, when they arrive?
Dada. I don't know.
Daddy's at work, isn't he?
Chip shop.
At the chip shop? Daddy doesn't work at the chip shop, Thomas. I know you tell everybody he does, but he doesn't really know.
And then?
Yes, Poe's in the truck.
And then? I got
is it? The one with the voice inside. Mummy thought she'd taken the voice out. Oh, now you're going to take the voice out. That means Poe's going to talk an awful lot.
Oh, no!
All done. Would you like to give that to Mummy, please? Thank you. Tell you what, shall I just pop this up here? Because Poe wants a rest from talking. Let's have a look. This is where the voice box has come out of. Oh, don't go and get Dipsy. Do you think Dipsy's got a voice box as well? No doubt we're going to find out. Oh, would you like to give that to Mummy and she can put it on the shelf with Poe's voice box? No, Mummy would prefer the voice box, Thompson. You hold Dipsy and let Mummy have the voice box and I can put the voice box on the top with Poe. There we are. We'll put it up here with Poe's voice box. Luckily, we haven't got any more talking to each other,
have we? Oh, Lala!
Oh, Lala. Lala's got a zip as well because Lala's a bag. Shall we open Lala's zip and see what's inside Lala? Dipsy and Poe have zips in their backs. And when we unzip them, there's nothing there, is there? Because the voice boxes have gone. Lala's a different type of Teletubby. She's got a zip in her bag. But she's actually a waterproof bag inside, isn't she? Oh, look! What have we got inside Lala? We've got a packet of nappy wipes, baby wipes, when we go out and you get sticky fingers. And we've got a cloth. We usually take your drink with us in the back of Lala, don't we? And she straps to your back.
And then?
Yes. What's that called, Thomas? What's this called?
It's a school.
Oh.
Wipes.
Wipes, that's right. It's a packet of baby wipes inside. What's this called, Thomas? You have buttons and poppers, but what's this? Is it a zip?
Lala.
Is Lala a bag with a zip?
No, a truck.
You're going to put Lala in the truck, are you?
No, no trucks. Then they're trucks, then they're trucks, then they're trucks.
Oh, Lola's going for a ride. What about Dipsy and Poe? Dipsy, Pipsy and Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We still haven't got you a Tinky Winky, have we?
No.
I'm going to have to see if we can get you a Tinky Winky sometime.
Oh dear!
Oh dear, has Dipsy fallen out?
A lot.
Did Dipsy fall out?
Oh.
Oh, are you giving them all a big hug?
Oh.
Teletubbies love each other very much, don't they?
Oh, Dumbo!
Do Teletubbies love each other very much?
Nana! Nana! Oh, oh, Nana! There's wipes!
Well, there's some wipes inside Lala. Are they in a little bag?
My baby. Nana chops. Nana chops.
Are you taking them for a ride in the truck?
Baby chops. Yeah, chops. And then?
Yes?
Yeah, chops.
What trucks?
Yeah! A big truck.
It's a big truck, isn't it? But I can't tell what else you're saying about the truck. Are you pushing the trunk?
Hello?
Yeah?
Is this?
Oh, what's that? What is it? You just found that on the floor? To be honest, it doesn't look very nice. I don't know what it is, but...
Pee!
Was it a pee? Yeah, look, it was a pee.
Pee.
I don't think we've eaten peas this week, folks. It didn't really look like a pea to me. It looked as if it might have been off the flowers. We've got some flowers outside. Perhaps when somebody came in from the garden, they had some leaves or a leaf or a flower petal stuck to their foot.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't go out now. They've got to get you changed, haven't they?
Oh, no.
We can't go out, can we? Right, I think we'd better start thinking about making a move, Thomas, because...
Wait!
Mummy's... Are you saying right, like Mummy does, right?
In the way!
Mummy's got to get ready to go to work, hasn't she?
In the work!
Yes, poor Linda's got to go out to work. You probably wipes are Lala. Packet of wipes in the back of Lala. Thomas, I don't know what you're saying to me.
Oh, Mama.
You want me to come with you? Just one moment. Just one moment, please.
Okay. Oh, Nana.
Yes?
Oh, Nana.
Right, well, shall we go upstairs then?
Oh, dear Nana.
Oh dear Lola, has she fallen out of the truck? Oh dear, she looks in a bit of a state, doesn't she?
Wipes.
Yes, you've taken the wipes out of the back and put them in the truck, haven't you?
Wipes.
Thank you. I'll have the wipes for you. Thank you.
Oh, dear Nana.
You sound like you're saying Nana, but you're saying Lola, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear Lola. Shall Mummy give Lola a cuddle? Oh. Oh. Oh, that's right. You give Lola a kiss. I bet she feels a lot better now. Look at Lola's beautiful big brown eyes. Brown eyes. You have beautiful big brown eyes. Do all the Tummy Tubbies have brown eyes?
Yeah, no.
Yes, the green Tummy Tubby has brown eyes. What about Po?
Yeah. No.
Po, what colour does Po have?
No.
Brown as well. What colour are Mummy's eyes?
No.
No, Mummy's eyes aren't brown. Daddy's eyes are brown, Thomas's eyes are brown, but what colour are Mummy's eyes?
They're blue.
They're blue?
Blue.
Mummy's eyes are blue. And what colour are Purdy's eyes?
Blue.
No, Purdy's eyes are green. Most pussycats have green eyes.
Shut.
Some white cats have
green eyes.
What do does Purdy say?
Shoo, shoo.
Shoo, shoo. What does Purdy say?
Meow.
Meow. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under her chair. No, you're screaming because you thought we were doing row, row, row the boat, which is completely different. Row, row, row the boat, gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. No, that's the next verse, Thomas. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. That's it, don't forget to scream. You didn't, did you? I think you like screaming and making a noise, don't you? Right, well, I think I'll actually hear your note.
Oh,
we better go.
No.
Go upstairs and get you changed. Mm. And then you'll be a nice, clean, fresh boy for Grandma and Grandad when they arrive. Where's Lola gone? She's on top of the high chair, look.
There, chair. She's
there. Oh, Lola's sitting in the new chair, is she now? That's nice.
Lola, please.
Lola's sitting in the new chair. Oh, Lola fits very nicely in there, doesn't she? Is Lola going to have some breakfast? Do you think Lola would like some breakfast? Excuse me.
Lily.
What's Lola doing now?
No, tea.
Pardon?
No, tea.
Oh, I see. Lola sitting in your new chair at the table, but there's no tea, is there? Oh, dear. Poor Lola. She might be hungry. Mummy's drunk the tea, you've eaten your breakfast, there's nothing left for Lola, is there?
No, Lily.
Yes?
No tea.
No tea for Lola.
Only Nana.
Very busy running around this morning. Oh, Lola, she keeps falling on the floor, doesn't she? How about we give Lola a drink? Look, there's a really nice beaker there. It's got Winnie the Pooh on it and Tigger. There's nothing in it, but you give Lola a little sip from that cup.
Chair.
That's right. Put Lola in the chair.
Chair.
In the new chair, that's right. Wonder how long we'll have had the chair before you stop calling it the new chair.
Let's see another chair juice.
Is Lola in the chair drinking juice from a cup?
No, Lola.
Oh, what's in the juice, Thomas? Sorry, what's in the beaker?
No juice.
No juice. It's magic juice, though, isn't it? Lola likes it. Now you're drinking it. Do you like it as well? Special magic juice. Where's the juice gone? I have a feeling you've put it in your cupboard, Thomas. Has she drunk too much now? Because she's fallen off the chair, hasn't she? Is it nice? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. That's beautiful. It's magic juice, that, isn't it? You can spill that juice and you don't get wet.
Juice.
Yes, special juice. You're a very busy boy, Thomas.
Lola, what's this?
Oh, is Lola having a lie down? Has Lola gone to bed? Has Lola gone to bed? What colour is Lola?
Yellow.
Yellow. She's yellow, isn't she?
Oh.
And what colour is Po? What colour is Po?
Where's the Po?
Where's the Po?
Hat.
Po and hat. What colour is Po? Is Po red?
And then a big truck.
Big truck. It is a big truck, isn't it? Is that your truck with the digger and the workman sitting inside?
The truck.
Are you putting some building bricks inside the digger? Where's the driver gone? Where's the man who sits in the truck?
Is he here, man?
Oh, he's here, the man. Are you going to give the man a name?
Okay. Man.
What shall we call the man who drives the truck?
Just.
Oh, I see. You've given the man a drink from the cup, only the man's smaller than the cup and he's fallen in. What would you like to call the driver of the truck who wears the yellow helmet? Shall we call him Bob?
This is nuts.
Like Bob the Builder? You like the builder on the video, don't you?
The truck. I've done that.
He's called Bob the Builder.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
What are you doing? Gone to the cupboard and helped yourself to two videos. Bring them here and let me have a look at them. You can't have them on now, though, Thomas. Because in a moment we've got to go and get you changed.
And juice!
That's right, there's a video there, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends video. That's the choo-choo video, and what's this one? Bob the Builder.
Juice.
Oh, you can't put the video on, Thomas, no.
Juice.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You've already had it on this morning. You've been watching the trucks. Oh, no, 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 no. No, for Danny's sake. No, you can't put that in there. Oh, no, it'll trap your fingers. Well, I tell you what. All right, in a moment, Thomas, in a moment. We'll put the video on in a moment, but we must go and get you changed. Yes? You want to sit in your new chair? Yes, that's a good idea. You can sit in your new chair.
A chair. I like a chair.
You'd like some tea? Well, let me bring the cup to you. And there's Bob the Builder. Shall we call him Bob the Builder? Bob. He's called Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Bob the Builder. Can we fix it?
I got trucks.
You like Bob the Builder?
And then tea.
Tea. What does Bob say on the video? He says, right, you lazy lot, tea break's over.
Men.
Men, yes, he's a man, isn't he? Bob's a man.
Pup, men.
Bob's a man.
Men.
Yeah.
Men, a tea. Yeah.
Is Bob having a tea break?
Oh no, no!
Oh yes, you've got the wipes again, haven't you, from Lola?
Wipes
from Lola.
The tea are there. I just.
Thank you. Yes, we'll put that one a bit later.
I just.
When Grandma and Grandad come, they like to watch Teletubbies, don't they? Grandad likes to watch Teletubbies when he comes. Thomas, be careful. Teletubbies sit in, isn't it? It used to be your chair when you were a baby. That's right. Put the Teletubbies away, that's a good boy.
Yeah.